This is also in the holy letters in volume 4. This is letter number 885, and this is also dated on the first day of Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the year Tushna Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this also to the Anash Tamida Tmimim, and those who are connected or are tied to the previous Rebbe. And Zichron Tzadik Levgam Ziyah, Harayinik Parish Mishkovei, Hashem Alein Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. Peace and blessing. So now the Rebbe is writing like this. This is a response to the question that many asked about a detailed schedule for the 10th day of Shvat that's coming upon us, which is the Yortzeit of my father-in-law, Reine Kaparez Mishkovei. I hereby suggest the following. On the Shabbos that precedes the Yortzeit, you should make an effort to go up to the Torah, to get an aliyah. Usually before a Yortzeit in general, for a parent, you go up for an aliyah. And we consider the Rebbe our spiritual parent, so therefore the Rebbe is suggesting that we get an aliyah in the Shabbos before. If there is not sufficient aliyahs for everybody, so you'd better read the Torah in various different rooms, but not to add on the number of aliyahs. Some people have the tradition... this is what I'm adding. Some people have the tradition that when they need more aliyahs, they will split, they will add more aliyahs. But Rebbe says, with Chabad doesn't do that. But if you need more aliyahs, read the Torah again in other rooms so that you don't have everybody hearing the Torah. And so there's more multiple Kriyas HaTorah. Also, the effort should be made that the Maftir should be recited by the one who is the older or the most important of the group, with the consent of most of the minyan, or by lottery. And also they should choose and raise one who should lead the services in front for before the taiva, in front of the amud on the yortzeit, the day of the yortzeit. So like, you know, on a yortzeit also a child davens for the father on the yortzeit, but leads the services. But in this case, for the Rebbe, you should choose one to lead the services. And it's fitting that you should divide up, that one should daven Ma'ariv, the second one daven Shachris, and the third one daven Mincha, so that you can get the greatest number of Hasidim with this privilege to daven for the Rebbe. Also, to light a lamp that is going to be lit the entire 24 hours, which is also you do for a yortzeit, for your parents. And if it's at all possible, easily possible, to use a beeswax light, because that's considered to be the most best light to do. During the davening, you should have 5 lamps lit. That's what we always do also, because the 5 represent the 5 levels of the soul. And that is done like that way. After the davening, in the morning, and after you say the Tehillim, the one who is leading the services, he should conclude with the 24th chapter of Kehillim and the 7th chapter of Mikvos, which is the Mishnah that we do at the end. And then say the Mishnah of Chanan ben Akashia and V'yadir, and then you say quietly a very few lines of Tanya, and you say a Kaddish or Rabbonon. By the way, these are all the customs that we also do for regular Yortzeit. But the thing is, the Rebbe is telling this about the previous Rebbe. After the Ma'ariv, they should review part of that Maimer, of that discourse of the day of Istalkus, the Maimer Bosi Legani, which was printed in Kuntur Zayin Dalet. You should do it orally, a portion of the Maimer orally. And if there isn't someone to do it orally, then you should do it inside. And same thing after the morning prayers, do a portion of it. I had on the year that I was engaged that year, I mean in 770, they would recite it after the Rebbe left the Beis Medrash. So that year, so it was in Tovshin Lametes, I recited the night the Ma'ariv. After Ma'ariv, I recited the Ma'amar at the time. Yeah, remember. And to conclude the Ma'amar after Mincha. In the morning before the davening, to study a chapter of Tanya, and also after Mincha, to do a chapter of the Tanya. In the morning before the davening, each one should separate and raise some a gift, some money, to matters that are connected to my father and to our leader, my father-in-law, the Rebbe Kiparis Mishkovei, for himself and for each person of the family members, may they live, to give special tzedakah, and also the same thing before Mincha. After the morning prayer and after the recitation of the Chassidus of the Dach, that the recitation of the Maimer, I guess, the Dach, so each one should read the Pidyon Nefesh, that's the redemption of the soul. That's a special note that you write to the Rebbe, which is called a pan. That's what we do when we go to the Ohel. We actually write the Rebbe a special request. It's called a Pidyon Nefesh. And as understood, you do it while wearing a gartel. You know, when you write to the Rebbe, you wear the gartel, right? And those who had...
Hey, do you have to take your shoes off?
That's when you get into the Ohel, yeah.
Now, if I have a problem walking with my foot, what do I do?
No, you just do what you can. Okay. If you have a problem, don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
Those who had the privilege to enter to Yechidus, to enter to a private visit with the Rebbe, or at least to see the face of my father-in-law, you should imagine, you should picture, at the time that you're reading the Pidyon Nefesh, as if you're standing in front of him. And then to place that Pidyon Nefesh later on in between the pages of the Maimer, or a kuntres of one of the teaching of my father-in-law, Reina Kaparas Mishkovoy. And if you possibly can, at all possible, to send it at that same day to be read on the Rebbe's resting place, on the Tzion, on the gravesite, on the resting place of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe would read it, so you can send it. So if you live far away, you still should read it over there. Write it and read it, and the Gartel, the Rebbe says, and then you put it, send it in the mail to be read on the Tzion. During the 24-hour period of the Yortzeit, to study the chapter of the Mishnayis of the name, of the letters of the name, so that you do... In this case, his name was Yosef Yitzchok, so you do a chapter which begins with the letter Yud, you do a chapter with Vav, as it's been already pointed out in the Siddurim and other places, you can see to learn Mishnah with that letter. And during also this 24-hour period, to make a Fabrengen. To make a Fabrengen, and to set up an hour during this 24-hour period to explain to your family members about the previous Rebbe, about his work, that he worked all of his life. And during the 24-hour period to visit in places that are fitting, in different shuls and different study halls that are in the city, to review over there a saying or a expression, something of the teachings of my father-in-law, Reina Kiparis Mishkovei, to explain how much his tremendous love for all Jewish people that he had, that the preacher had, to let them know and to explain to them about what he instituted about saying Tehillim, about the study of Chumash with Rashi, and in places that are fitting, also about study of Tanya, as it was divided into the days of the year. If it's possible to do this all with a Fabrengen and to bring out these ideas. Also during the 24-hour period to